Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's continuing instant in prayer. What does instant mean? Quick. In a twinkling of an eye. That's the connection that you have to Him. It needs to be instant. And like this scripture here says in 18:1, is that we ought to always pray and not faint. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Let's look at that one. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Don't quit praying. Praying connects us to God. Now I want you to think about it. Whenever we pray, does God change or do we change? There you go. That was a trick question. Because God changes not. So whenever we're praying, God knows what He's already going to do. So it helps us focus in what He's going to do. So we have confidence in Him. So no matter what happens, we know that He does everything for our good and everything for His glory. So prayer focuses us on what's ahead. You know, we did a study on Nehemiah when he built the walls of Jerusalem. Remember, Nehemiah prayed 4 months. The wall took about 2 months. So Nehemiah prayed longer than it took the wall to be built. The power of prayer. Look what Paul gives us here. It says, rejoicing in hope. Now let's break this scripture down here. This is how you can remember. Each part has three words. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Now don't you already got that memorized? Huh? You already got that memorized, didn't it? Rejoicing, patient, and instant in prayer. Now, I want you to take a look at the position of tribulation in this scripture. It is smack dab in the middle. And is it not? So if you want to have peace in the midst of the storm, you need to rejoice in hope. And that's rejoicing in Jesus Christ. And then you need to be instant in prayer. And then all of this is tribulation is surrounded by all of that. Isn't that good? Anybody excited about that? I've been waiting to deliver that one for a long time. And you know, and I was walking the other day, walking my little dog Shorty. And the Lord said, look at the position of tribulation. It's right there in the middle. So whenever you encounter someone going through something, give them hope. You know, in the book of Jude, it says, on some, have compassion, making a difference. My wife was in the store, Walmart, and a lady came up to her, was telling her all types of stuff. And then a lady was just crying on her shoulder. And you know what my wife did? Gave her hope and prayed with her. Did she not follow the scripture? This woman was in tribulation. She's meeting a stranger in Walmart.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.